The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Imperial Pool and Spas, Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Brenda Hallman Realtor at Reinhardt Realty, Southern Salad and Sandwich Company, Domer Dreamscapes, AirTech Heating and Air, and Wild Birds Unlimited. And now, here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning, and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. I'm Steve Crump, and I'm one of your co-hosts, but Mr. Rector's out of town this week, so we've got a very capable replacement for him this morning, Mr. Paul Thompson with Clemson Extension Service. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Steve.
Thank you for filling in this morning. Very briefly, this year we have a little bit of change in venue, so we're doing an hour-long program now instead of 30 minutes we've done the last few years, and it runs from 8 to 9 on Facebook Live and from 10 to 11 on the radio, and we have a great group of sponsors this year that we're tickled to death with, so we're going to try to entertain you again this week, and our special guests today are... I'd go call them the elders, but it's not. It's Mr. Elder and Miss Fincher, right?
Yes.
Brother and sister, believe it or not, with Imperial Pools and Spas. They've been, well, as long as I've been doing it, you've been sponsoring it, and we really do appreciate it. So, but we'll get into y'all here in just a minute. It's, of course, another rainy week. Had a lot of rain last night, believe it or not. People don't realize that, but it was raining hard about midnight or so. So. Gonna be pretty today, and I think it says 79 tomorrow, so
yeah
it's gonna be kind of and I think I saw this morning rain again Monday and Wednesday, so I don't think we're gonna get away from the rain again, but anyway, it's been a interesting several months, let's put it that way. Anyway, Mr. Elder,
yes sir,
how's everything in the world of Imperial Pools this week?
Well, pretty good right now. Still a bit slow, I guess, but we're getting more traffic through there, so it's picking up some.
We've been, ours has been kind of weird. We don't have a lot of people, but the ones that come in are spending some money. That makes sense. And that's been going on since before Christmas. But I'm getting real worried about being able to find plants this spring. I think we're selling a lot of our spring stuff now, so we could be in trouble about May. So.
Yeah, we're having the same kind of problems with, they're telling us that with, you know, stuff we have now, we won't be able to, you know, like pools, you're going to have this amount, and once they're gone, that manufacturing's not even making any. So, I mean, it's not they're not making them. They don't have time. They can't keep up.
Yeah, well, that seems to be the case on everything across the country. I think Tommy, I had a guy come in yesterday that had an old Mary tiller, the old-timey Mary tiller, and he needed tines for it. So he said he hadn't been able to find them anywhere, so Tommy called the guy we use up in Charlotte. He said, well, I got the interior ones, I don't have the exterior. And he said, okay, well, it could be 2 to 4 weeks to get a set of tines. This is not rocket science here. And it's pretty much that way on everything. Winter poly, I had to go ahead and order it this week to get it to make sure we have it in the fall. I mean, they wouldn't guarantee delivery in the fall anymore. So if you don't get it now, you might not get it. So it kind of disrupts things a little bit.
Yeah, it's going to make things a little tough, I think.
But we'll get through it. We always do. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's just how it is. Now, we've done this before, but Imperial Pool's been around a while now.
Yeah, since 1975.
On the way over here, I think it was 74 or 75, so it must have been 75.
Yep, 75.
Mr. and Mrs. Rutledge, which that would be your dad's aunt and uncle, right?
That's right.
Okay. My memory's not as bad as I thought
it
was.
That is good. That's good memory.
Yeah, we dealt with them, and they did a lot of putting in pools back in those days.
Yeah, they used to put in a bunch.
Mr. Dave did, and we landscaped a bunch of them they put in, too.
Yeah.
And for a while there, they were the only one in town.
Yep, there's a couple other, there's a few others around there, but the way it's growing around here, I mean, I don't want to say you can't have enough pool people, but we can't keep up with them, even with the business we have, so.
Are you installing pools now?
No, we don't install them at all, we just do everything else. We sell above ground pools, but we don't install anything anymore. We do service work, though.
Yeah, so. I knew they quit that a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of service work do you do now? A lot of these people listening to this thing might not know what y'all do. So,
I mean, we do all service work, maintenance, you know, like weekly maintenance, or we do repairs, and we put in new liners. We do renovations, you know, pretty much anything you want.
I didn't know you did the liner thing.
Okay. Yeah, we do a lot of those.
Now, maintenance, back in another lifetime ago, a young lady I was seeing had a pool, and every Saturday she went to see your dad and took her water sample, and he told her what she needed. But you got guys that actually come out and do that, right?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, you pay for that service.
A regular route.
Yep. Yeah. Got a little route going, so.
Or you can go do it yourself.
Yeah, it's not hard to do yourself.
I ask you this every time, but I won't do it again because I keep forgetting. Back in the day when I was growing up, it was chlorine. I mean, you go to the pool and they throw the powdered chlorine and all the kids would jump in and stir it up. And I don't think they let you do that now.
Yeah,
but anyway.
They kind of don't like that anymore.
And then the Bakwasil thing came in.
Yep.
And then the last I heard, it was this salt. And I guess that's just another form of chlorine.
It is, yeah, just another way to make chlorine. And that's been the thing for the last probably 15 years or so. It kind of got big. But I imagine something will come in and take its place at some point. You know, something less harmful or whatever. You know, they come up with something different every few years. So
it's, I don't know what I found out. The more the pool was used, the less maintenance it took.
That's
if it's sad,
sure.
Then it cost a fortune.
It's like your car, though. If you just leave it sitting, everything on it's going to go bad. So, yeah, that's the same way.
With Carol's, when the kids were little, we had to go out there with them, and I seemed like I was doing something that thing every day. And then when they got older and go out there by themselves with their buddies, there wasn't much to do. And then when they got tired of it, it was back to doing a lot of Ford again. They got some cool things now, though, that I've seen. Back in the day, you had a tarp, you pulled over it, and the sandbags held the tarp down. Then when you pulled it off, it took you a month to get it back into shape. And now you can almost walk across these things, and the air goes through them and all that. But anyway, we're going to talk about that some more when we come back. So I just did me some talking to the sun.
And I said I didn't like the way he got. Spring is just around the corner, and it's time to prepare your lawn by treating it with pre-emergent to keep your lawn weed-free. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill or online at carolinafreshfarms.com.
Brr, it's cold outside. Warm up at Southern Salads. Enjoy a bowl of our homemade chicken and rice or potato soup to get you through these cold days. Add a soup to one of your favorites at Southern Salads and Sandwich Company, Rock Hill and Fort Mill's favorite place to meet and eat.
This is Steve Crump of Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. We're open Monday through Saturday with all the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Do it yourself or we'll do it for you. Come by for free professional advice on the best way to spruce up your yard. Or book your reservation and we'll do the professional designing and landscaping. Remember, now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Buying or selling your home is a very personal and emotional roller coaster. I'm Realtor Brenda Hallman. My job is to guide you on a path to a successful closing. Ready for life's next chapter? I can help. Visit me at brenda.reinhartrealty.com.
Hi, I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Winter is a tough season for birds. Food supply is low, but you can help during National Bird Feeding Month. Drop by Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill or Indianland to get all the essential supplies like feeders and seed to help your flying friends this winter.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning, live on WRHI, AM 1340, FM 100, and what is it, Matt? Worldwide on WRHI.com. They popped that up last week. I hadn't been saying worldwide, so now I got to say worldwide. But anyway, that's what happens when you got a lot of bosses. We were talking about the service you do. And I'm going to let your lovely sister talk about it, the new products y'all got, because I know you've got some. You have some every year.
Yeah.
and I just got threw her a curve. She wasn't ready for that. Okay. Back in the day, you had the Polaris cleaning thing that I'm sure you got a latest generation of that running around now that you put in the pool and it does its little thing.
We have Polaris still, but we also have the Dolphin electronic cleaners that are becoming very popular.
See, I have no clue what that is.
You plug them in and they go.
They just do their thing.
They're all electric. They don't use any part of your pool. You don't have to have a separate booster pump. But they do have a power supply that drops them down to a 12 volt, so you don't have to worry about being electrocuted.
Okay. Now, do you program them or they just do it random like the old Polaris did?
They memorize your pool. They basically have a computer in them and they memorize the shape of your pool. And so they scan the pool when you first put them in. They go get all the dirt. And then after that, they just clean the rest of the pool.
That's cool. You got a vacuum that's smarter than I am.
It's kind of like those smart mowers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
Except for most of those are random, which I've always...
Well, now they got one out now. I saw it not long ago. They sent me something on it that you actually have a wire in the grass and it follows the wire.
Kind of like a keeping the dog in the yard.
Yeah,
with
pretty
the
much. Invisible fence kind of thing. But anyway. Huh. That'd be cool if you didn't have to vacuum it. That was a lot of work, if I remember right.
It is. And that's why the Dolphin is awesome.
And I still have nightmares over mustard algae. 25 years later. It used to be a bad thing.
Yes.
But anyway. You don't do the pool furniture anymore, right?
No, we don't do any furniture anymore. We do have some new stuff, like the Brio fire pits.
They're the smokeless fire pits.
Oh, that's cool.
We have... different sizes. I mean, they're new for us this year, but they're really neat. You can cook on them. You can buy the Outpost, which is just a little piece that connects to them that you can use as a grill. And we have a display set up at work.
I might have to come by there and check all this out. It's been a long time since I've been over there.
Yeah, those things are pretty cool.
And you don't do the sell the outdoor kitchens and all that stuff, do you?
I think we can still get them, yes.
Yeah, I think you told me before one time you could get them.
We got one set up in our Lake Wiley store, and then we did have one in the Rock Hill store, but that one got sold. So
that's the one thing I had on my list that I couldn't find was at your Lake Wiley store, you've changed locations, right?
Yeah, we did. We were beside the Food Line over there, but Food Line put a liquor store in there, and we got booted, which is actually a good thing. The new store is much bigger and brand new and all that. The only thing is, letting people know we're there. We tried to do that before we left, but a lot of people didn't. It happened at the end of July when we moved out of the old one, so nobody really got the message, I don't think. But some people have seen it and are coming
by. Well, that's
what
we're doing now.
That's right. We're letting them know. That's right.
Let them know. Now, where'd you move to?
We moved behind the Waffle House over there on 131 Evergreen is the address, and it's right behind the Waffle House. It's not even a mile away from where the old store was. I think it's even about a half mile.
It's the same neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. It's beside a karate. It's like in a strip mall that has a Anytime Fitness and a karate place right beside it.
At one time, your wife was running that one.
Yeah, she still runs that one.
She still do it. And it had different hours than the one over here.
Yeah, so that store is open 9 to 2 on Saturdays instead of 10 to 3. And then she's not open on Wednesdays at all. They're closed completely.
And Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 9 to And what's your hours during the week?
During the week, 10 to 6.
10 to 6.
Yeah, they're the same as ours at the Rock
Hill
store.
Same one at the Rock Hill store. So 10 to 6. And what did you say your Saturday hours were?
In Rock Hill, 10 to 3. In Lake Wiley, 9 to 2. Yeah, I don't know why either.
Well, Carolina Fresh Farms is 8 to 2, and we're 9 to 3, and we're a half mile apart. And I told Rector he needed to change his hours.
There you go.
We were here first.
That's right.
But that's how it works sometimes. Read my notes here. There was something else you told me last year that y'all were doing, and I can't remember what it was now.
Last year, what did we do new last year? I can't remember last year. I mean,
last year was a blur.
That was a crazy that was a crazy time.
Yeah, Corona kind of gave everybody a shot.
It's going to be a lot the same way this year as far as all that goes. Everything's in such high demand, and they're, you know, they're trying to, they're putting out more, but you just can't keep up. I mean, nobody can keep up. So they're telling, I mean, we know it's going to be different.
Well, what we found is most people, not everybody, most people are kind of understanding. I mean,
the most people are.
And like I was telling Bob before the show, as of yesterday, Tommy sold another big one. I don't know why he keeps doing that, but I guess it's habit. But we're 16 weeks out on installation now. That's 4 months.
I mean, that's good.
And when people call, I tell them up front, you know, we're 3 to 4 months, and they don't seem to care. They're willing to wait. And we've had two, I think, canceled, but they were real little ones. And they were kind of questionable from the get-go, but they were real nice about it. Maybe we'll do it later, but I don't see it getting any better later.
Yeah, that's the thing. Even the Pulling Stars are telling us they're booked up till August.
Well, we're going to take another quick break, but I'm going to ask Mr. Fincher and Mr. Elder if they'd stick around just a little while longer and we'll finish this conversation. Then they can go about their merry way on a Saturday morning. We'll be right back. Passing through the night. A distant morning
of a train seems to play a sad refrain. Spring is just around the corner, and it's time to prepare your lawn by treating it with pre-emergent to keep your lawn weed-free. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill or online at carolinafreshfarms.com.
We now have them. Imperial Pools introduces Louisiana Grills. This is Mike Elder. They're as good or better than other wood pellet grills, but at half the price. Save now with cover, side shelf, and starter bag of pellets, all for only $7.99. Imperial Pools, Rock Hill and Lake Wiley.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping is open with all the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Steve and Tommy Crump are still taking spring reservations for designing and landscaping your yard. Remember,
now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter. No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. If your heating and air conditioning system is over 10 years old, why not invest in a new modern unit and immediately save up to 40% on your energy costs? Call AirTech Heating.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder. Watch the lightning when it lights up the sky.
Okay, and we're back to the gardener's bench. As I said earlier, we're here on WRHI, AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. It'll take me all season to get that worldwide thing down. You know? 4 years of doing it one way, and then they change it up on you. But anyway, off there, you had mentioned a couple of things y'all had that were different or new or...
Yeah, we're carrying the Louisiana Grill, the smokers, carrying those in our Lake Wiley store for now, and then we'll probably carry those in Rock Hill once they take off a little bit. We just started carrying those right around the same time we started with those Brio fire pits over the last couple months.
And you've done pretty well with those.
Yeah, they have done well. Then those are, they're pretty awesome, too. You can control that smoker by your phone, you know, so that's... Everything's controlled by your phone now, so it kind of that it feels like you got to know a lot about computers and everything else to work on a swimming pool or anything associated with it.
I don't know that I like that, but anyway, nobody asked me, did they? He keeps wanting me to get on these Zoom meetings.
Yeah, he won't even attend the Zoom meeting.
Zoom. I'm not going to Zoom now.
Yeah, it's hard to get it, you know, when stuff's so new like that. And I get that in my head, too. I'm like, oh, I don't want to do that. But then once you get to do it, you're like, oh, it might work a little better.
In 1991, Tommy and I were called high-tech rednecks because we were state-of-the-art on everything. Now, I don't care.
Yeah, I understand that.
Life is too short to worry about it.
For sure.
I'm just thankful for every day.
Oh, yeah.
Do still people can take their water samples to you and then get the chemicals and do it themselves? Do y'all still do that service like you used to? Okay.
And we keep records of everybody's water samples when they bring them in. They get a printout, tells them what they need to add, how much they need to add, when they need to add it. So we've tried to make things a little bit easier for people.
Well, that's cool. I don't think they did that back in the old days.
In the old days, we hand wrote everything, so it was very...
I remember.
We had huge files we threw away.
And sometimes your dad's handwriting wasn't the easiest thing in the world.
We had a doctor's handwriting.
Right about that.
Yep. Lord, I hadn't seen him since mid-90s, I guess.
Well, his handwriting's exactly the same.
Nothing's changed. Okay. Well, tell him I said hello.
I'll definitely do that.
Well, anything else you want to add on today?
We've got some hammocks, not your traditional hammocks. They're more the cloth hammocks, but they're very nice, very vibrant colors. People like vibrant. Not much else has changed this year. COVID has limited a lot, so...
Yeah, we'll just be hoping we can get our hands on stuff.
Yes.
After we get through this initial, you know, we bought a whole bunch of stuff in advance so that we have it, but they're like, yeah.
It's basically a first come, first serve basis. We had people calling from Michigan and New Jersey last year looking for swimming pools, so we're expecting it to be that way again.
Well, we were the same way on plants. We had people calling from all over the East Coast. And that got to the point I had to ask them, now, where exactly are you calling from?
Yeah.
They'd be in Wisconsin or somewhere.
It's insane. It really is.
I told one of them to call him, and then I realized where they were at, and I said, don't bother. Well, we appreciate you coming this morning.
Oh, we appreciate
you. And I think
you've
got it. He's got you scheduled for a couple more visits anyway.
That sounds good.
We'll be glad to have both of you back.
We'll be here.
I won't let him talk all the time next time.
All right.
He's done
this my whole life. So.
I'll do better.
I didn't mean to.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Thompson. Thank you very much for filling in again. But I guess for 7 years that you hosted this thing, I filled in a time or two for you, too.
Oh, you filled in a good bit, actually.
I was almost the third host, you know. But anyway. As I said earlier, you're the county agent with Clemson Extension Service, and 2003 is when you came up here?
2004.
Four, okay. And you was right around there, because you were in Mount Pleasant, right?
Right. I lived in Mount Pleasant, but I was actually, my official counties were Berkeley and Dorchester, which border Charleston County.
Okay. Because Tommy and I met you through the State Nursery Association.
Right.
You were really involved in that, and we were at the time. And we were so thankful when you came up here, and you've been a great asset to us and helping us. And I guess you still help homeowners. But
yeah, I do that quite a bit. There's a lot of them out there with questions. Yeah.
How about we got a lot of newcomers coming to town and a lot of newcomers listening to this show. How about explaining real quick exactly what Clemson Extension is? I get that question a lot, believe it or not.
Well, I mean, I could go into a lot of detail.
Not too much detail.
Basically, you know, every state has an extension service, and they're connected to the state's land-grant university. So this is the agricultural college.
Right.
So, like in North Carolina, it's North Carolina State University. In Ohio, it's Ohio State University. In Alabama, it's Auburn, and so on and so forth. But it's a cooperative effort between federal, state, and local. So, you know, there are some USDA monies, I guess, that come towards extension. And, you know, the state funding through the university. Public Service Activities branch of the university. And then counties often just provide the housing for the extension service. So that's just this cooperative effort between three levels of government. But what we are is an outreach of the university. You know, originally when the extension service started in 1914, primarily the focus was working with farm families. It was improving agricultural techniques, you know, a lot of early farming techniques. They made the rows up and down the hillsides instead of, you know, with the topography across the hill. And so there was a lot of erosion and that kind of thing from farming practices. And so It was an outreach from the university to educate farmers on better farming and production practices. And then, you know, kind of home economics, helping the farm families with preserving the produce. And, you know, just that's where it kind of started. But, you know, now, you know, with population, you know, we don't have so many farm families anymore. So in my case, I'm an urban horticulture agent.
Okay.
So we can get back to that in a moment.
We're going to come right back. Spring is just around the corner, and it's time to prepare your lawn by treating it with pre-emergent to keep your lawn weed-free. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill or online at carolinafreshfarms.com.
Brr, it's cold outside. Warm up at Southern Salads. Enjoyable of our homemade chicken and rice or potato soup to get you through these cold days. Add a soup to one of your favorites at Southern Salads and Sandwich Company, Rock Hill and Fort Mill's favorite place to meet and eat.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping is open with the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Take advantage of your time at home. The Crump Brothers are ready with free professional advice to spruce up your yard. Remember,
now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Buying or selling your home is a very personal and emotional roller coaster. I'm Realtor Brenda Hallman. My job is to guide you on a path to a successful closing. Ready for life's next chapter? I can help. Visit me at brenda.reinhartrealty.com.
Hi, I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Winter is a tough season for birds. Food supply is low, but you can help during National Bird Feeding Month. Drop by Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill or Indianland to get all the essential supplies like feeders and seed to help your flying friends this winter.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
I've had a change of dreams, I'm coming home. But tears filled my eyes when I found out she was gone.
My special guest this morning is Paul Thompson, except he's not a guest. He's actually co-hosting today since he's taking in Mr. Rector's place. And for 7 years, you and Paul did this program, but you were an hour.
Dave
Powell. It was an hour and a half program back then, though, from 8:30 to 10, if I remember correctly. So anyway, I'm tickled to death you came in to help me this morning. But you're going to tell us what exactly your job description is as an extension agent.
Okay, so what we take are, you know, we pride ourselves as being purveyors of research-based, unbiased information. So, you know, The information that we provide is not something that's, you know, anecdotal or that type of thing. It's research-based. And so the folks that I work with, the citizens of South Carolina that I work with, of course, being an urban horticulture agent, it's homeowners, and they've got turf grass questions. They've got, you know, tree problems. They've got, you know, just all kinds of questions or recommendations for a plant for a particular location, whatever it might be, you know, and some people grow vegetables and that kind of thing. So you kind of cover the gambit there of all these different horticultural crops in different areas. And then I'm the master gardener coordinator. So I train master gardeners who end up being volunteers, and they're intended to be extensions of extensions. To be out there to help educate more people than what I could possibly do by myself. And then I also work with the commercial horticulture industry, primarily the landscaping, installation, maintenance are pretty much my primary, you know, commercial clientele. And so, you know, landscape maintenance companies have to have pesticide applicator licenses, so I provide initial training to help them get that license. And by the way, March 15th is the opening date for the online commercial core and category 3 exam preparation class. It's going to be online. It's a $100 fee. You sign up for it. It is a self-paced program. It's asynchronous. This guy can sign up this week and take it, and this guy can sign up 2 weeks later and take it.
Oh, okay.
You got 60 days to complete this, several modules. There are questions after each section. There's a pretest. There's a post-test. And it's all to help folks that need a pesticide applicator license to help prepare them for the exam. So I think it's going to fill a great need to be able to have it on demand. Does it replace in-person trainings when we start back doing that? But, you know, with the COVID and the fact that, you know, our offices have been closed to the public, you know, it's really opened the door to all this virtual stuff. And, you know, anything you do now is not just local. It can be statewide. We also have a new certified landscape professional course that was developed about a year and a half ago. And so that's working with the Green Industry Association and it's a certificate program. So it's a it takes the place of some of the other things that have come and gone with the Nursery Association and now the South Carolina Green Industry Association. With some of the certifications that were done. And this one's actually a Clemson certificate program that's gone over really well.
Okay. A lot of people out there don't know, but what you're talking about is there's 12 categories of pesticide license
and
something like that. And
right. So
category three, category is, three turf, is
turf, grass, and ornamentals. Yeah. That's what a landscape company, if they're applying any kind of pesticide, it could be herbicide, insecticide, fungicide, any of that stuff, they have to have an applicator license.
You see the little yellow sticker with a blue trim on the side of the truck?
Yeah, it looks like the outline of South Carolina.
That's what it is. It's a pesticide applicator thing. And you know, Tommy and I are a little different. We both have commercials, but we have to have privates for the nursery and commercials for the landscaping. So.
Right. Well,
it's a different.
Yeah.
One's done by the federal government, one's done by the state government. And different record keeping and everything.
Right.
I tried my best to get them to do the same record keeping, but got shot down. So. Apparently, there weren't many like us. Anyway, Matthew's signaling it's time for another quick break, and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Spring is just around the corner, and it's time to prepare your lawn by treating it with pre-emergent to keep your lawn weed-free. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill or online at carolinafreshfarms.com.
We now have them. Imperial Pools introduces Brio Fire Pits. This is Mike Elder. Turn your smoky fire pit into an efficient burning centerpiece and add options to turn your fire pit into a wood-fired kitchen. They're all available now at Imperial Pools in Rock Hill and Lake Wiley.
This is Steve Krupp of Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. We're open Monday through Saturday with all the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Do it yourself or we'll do it for you. Come by for free professional advice on the best way to spruce up your yard. Or book your reservation and we'll do the professional designing and landscaping. Remember, now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Hi, I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Winter is a tough season for birds. Food supply is low, but you can help during National Bird Feeding Month. Drop by Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill or Indianland to get all the essential supplies like feeders and seed to help your flying friends this winter.
This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
If your heating and air conditioning system is over 10 years old, why not invest in a new modern unit and immediately save up to 40% on your energy costs?
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Okay, and we're back to the gardener's seats. I had a wonderful two guests this morning from Imperial Pool and Pot Spa, and now my co-host this week, Mr. Paul Thompson. And we've been talking about his duties as an extension agent. And before we went to break, we were talking about, I think it's 12 categories. Is that right? Pesticide license?
Yeah, I think so, unless...
They added to 12.
Unless that... Is that the Roundup?
That's
only?
The Roundup thing, yeah.
Yeah, glyphosate only.
But that includes exterminators, and one of them's for right-of-ways only, and I mean, there's
Right. And
municipalities.
Some of the right-of-way things are kind of...
That was kind of weird, yes.
Yeah,
that's
where you have a landscape of ornamental plants and turf on... the right-of-way of a highway, you're not applying vegetation control chemicals to clear the right-of-way or anything like that. You're maintaining it as a lawn or a commercial site, and yet you have to have a license to apply the products on the right-of-way, too. So,
well, now they changed that. You don't have to have a category six.
Well, they had that for a while.
When I went off on my little tangent few years ago, they did change it. That's the first time I ever got them to change their mind about anything, and only time since.
Yeah, but, well, that,
yeah, it didn't seem to make sense because you couldn't use the chemicals for Category 6 on landscape. It'd kill everything. But they, I don't know. I better be quiet. I'm going to get in trouble.
Well, I got it straightened out.
I try not to stay political, not on air anyway. But anyway, you've always done a little education thing. It used to be I know when I did it, it was a three-night thing. Now, Tommy took the test back in 1978, and he keeps fussing that he had to do a whole lot of things I didn't have to do. The aerial spraying, calibrations, and all that stuff. So you don't see many planes spraying insecticide anymore.
No.
But that was in the 60s and 70s. But thing I ran into that the hardest for me is all this stuff about federal agencies which enforce which law, and like, who cares? It's on the label. I'll read it. But our theory's always been that whatever's on that label, that's the Bible. That's your gospel.
Well, that's the law. You've got to
go by that label. And I don't care if you go online and get a label. It's the label that's on the container you better go by.
Right. Yeah. And, and that's definitely one thing that we stress. In fact, if anybody ever, talking to somebody on the telephone and they ask a question, and they say, well, I've got some so-and-so, and, how much would I use to mix up? And I said, I don't have that label in front of me. You need to read the label and follow those directions because things change. You don't know what the percentage of active ingredient is, different brands of the same product.
More is not better.
If more was better, if it worked better or was needed, then by golly, that would be the amount recommended. But they want the least amount of concentrate that is going to actually do the job, because it's an environmental thing as well. That's why you follow the label.
Supposedly. We run into some situations where they don't, and then all of a sudden it's my fault that they didn't read the label. I'm going, no. Yeah, that's the first thing I tell everybody, read the label. Okay, anything else you want to add on extension or your duties that you want the public to know now? I think we've covered it all, but You did mention Master Gardeners, which is a great program. And years ago when they started it, Tommy and I were really involved with it. We're not as involved now as we used to be. But what it does, it teaches you a little bit about a lot of things, but not a whole lot about anything. So you can pick which area excites you and get into
right.
that, do more research. So, and well, all of it's interesting.
I mean, what? The Master Gardeners is more about them knowing where to go find the information
exactly.
than it is to be a walking encyclopedia.
Exactly.
And, you know, I mean, I've been doing this for a long time, and I'm still, you know, some things, yeah, right off the top of my head, they're really common, you know, just blurt right out, but... You know, there's a whole lot of times that I have to tell people, you know, let me look into this a little bit.
Look it up.
You know, we're not here to make things up and try to BS anybody. you know, and so, you know, you can't always depend on your, yeah, I think I remember it, you know, and with, you know, products come and go as well, so.
We've been doing this a long time. This year, believe it or not, it'll be 41 years. And, yeah, I tell people I learn something new almost every day.
Yeah.
I mean,
every day.
I get emails from universities all over the country and other growers and some big outfits. And it's kind of interesting, some of the stuff they come up with that I never even thought about. You know?
Mm-hmm.
When we should have been doing that a long time ago.
And horticultural practices have changed dramatically over the last 30 years. You know, things that used to be recommended aren't recommended anymore. You know, it's just always changing. And with plants, I mean, you can hardly keep up with plants.
They're introducing all the
introductions that come out every year, and it's like...
We can't keep up.
Just overwhelmed. I mean... You know, I was thinking it'd be a whole lot easier to be an ag agent than a ornamental horticulture agent because there's only so many crops they grow. You can finally learn all the pest problems for those 10 crops. But it's just so much out there.
I remember many years ago I was in the office in York, and Mr. Pridmore was the county agent then. Jimmy was an old row crop man.
Right.
Henry Nunner, he hadn't been on the job long, and he was standing there, and he looked at him and said, you want a job, you get up with these boys, because horticulture is the wave of the future. And he turned out he was right, but I had no clue it was going to be like it's turned out. I mean, you mentioned plants, just hydrangeas in the last 3 weeks. They've sent us stuff on 7 new varieties. Mm-hmm. There must be 500 or 600 of them now.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it used to be 30. Now, and half of them never really – make it on the commercial market because they haven't been promoted, I guess, whatever. But anyway, it's an interesting field, and like I say, it's new stuff almost every day. Well, before we get too far along here and I forget, since I'm getting forgetful, your favorite subject that every time I get you on here we talk about, that your square foot gardening thing. We're in the February 1st of March. What are you recommending people do now?
All right, right now, I mean, plant potatoes.
Okay.
And plant, you know, your garden peas, winter peas, whether they be sugar snaps or, you know, the English peas that you shell. Another, just a couple of weeks, you know, it's putting in cabbage and kale and, couple of weeks after that, it's going to be putting in, seeding some lettuce. And then we're not going to be getting into really our warm season, you know, tomato, squash, peppers, and all like that until late April, May.
And a couple yesterday asking about tomato plant.
Yeah. You don't gain anything You don't gain anything by planting a tomato plant too early because the soil is cold. Even
soil
if the air temperature
is everything.
Yeah, so the plant's just going to sit there. It's not really going to get a head start by planting early, so wait until the soil's warmed up, plant your tomatoes, and they'll be amazed how fast they grow.
We always said April 20th, but I mean, some people say the 15th, and some say
you could wait till May 1st and have great tomatoes.
Some years we waited till Mother's Day.
Okay, well, Matthew's giving me the signal again, so we'll be right back to the gardener's pitch.
Spring is just around the corner, and it's time to prepare your lawn by treating it with pre-emergent to keep your lawn weed-free. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill or online at carolinafreshfarms.com.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping is open with all the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Steve and Tommy Crump are still taking spring reservations for designing and landscaping your yard. Remember,
now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Buying or selling your home is a very personal and emotional roller coaster. I'm Realtor Brenda Hallman. My job is to guide you on a path to a successful closing. Ready for life's next chapter? I can help. Visit me at brenda.reinhartrealty.com.
I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Winter is a tough season for birds. Food supply is low, but you can help during National Bird Feeding Month. Drop by Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill or Indianland to get all the essential supplies like feeders and seed to help your flying friends this winter.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through.
Okay, and we're back to the gardener's bench. Paul's over here trying to be funny as we're coming back on air. We've been talking about your square foot gardening, and you mentioned your peas and what?
Taters.
Potatoes, yep. And I just never thought much about doing potatoes on square foot gardening, but I guess it worked pretty good.
I'll tell you what, I mean, you know, if you just got red clay soil, potatoes are kind of difficult. You have to just kind of plant them real shallow and keep piling compost on top. There's the drainage issue, just, you know, and the just the physical barrier of the clay preventing the growth of the potato. But if you have raised beds, you know, with a good deep soil, you know, you just dig a deep hole and plant them. So we just planted them last week at the Chester Community Garden, and I was actually going to stop by Farmers Exchange on the way home, plant some at home. You know, you plant seed potatoes, and so it's just potatoes with, you know, little buds on them that you can either cut up if they're a big, you know, leaving a couple of eyes on each piece. You know, and they'll be popping above the ground about 3 weeks. Do your main harvest around June when the vines have, you know, start looking terrible and turning brown because of the heat. You know, no more potato production is going to happen at that point in time. So that's when you do your main harvest. But you can pluck new potatoes as soon as your peas come in so you can have some boiled potatoes and English peas.
We used to do a lot of that.
Oh, that's so good. A lot of butter splattered on there.
Before we go on to the next subject, back to your garden, square foot gardens or box, whatever you call them, is there anything they need to be doing to the soil in them right now, or should they have already done it?
Well, you know, doing a soil test on a vegetable garden is really important for nutrition, because you got plants that are taking stuff out of the soil constantly to produce the fruit and whatever. So to get good production, you really need to, it's a great time to get a soil analysis in for your summer garden. And so if you need to add lime or something like that, you can have time to do that. And
I would think you might need to add a little soil back to it too.
Yeah. You know, if your bed has subsided, you know, where the soil level has dropped down, you just top it off some compost that you work in.
Now we're going to go on to a topic that I think the last year, three times I had you on here, I wanted to talk about and never got to. So we're going to get to it today. Invasive species. Now, You know the name. I can't remember it right now. But South Carolina has a department that deals with invasive species. And sometimes I agree with them. Sometimes I don't. I know a few years ago they said butterfly bushes were invasive. Well, they were in Charleston County, but they weren't too bad up here. So you kind of got to go there. But one we talked about last week, you got a program with Bradford Pears, which are now on the invasive species list.
Yeah, and Bradford pears are a selection of an oriental pear called Calorie pear. And the Bradford pear original, when it was released as a flowering ornamental tree, it was the only variety out there. And it was sterile. It was self-infertile. The flowers could not pollinate themselves, so it never produced any fruit. Well, then several other varieties were released, like Aristocrat and Cleveland Select and these other kind of growth habits. Narrow
White
crown.
House and Capitol and
well,
a bunch of them.
Now we had some other varieties out there that could cross-pollinate each other. And so people probably have Bradford pears in their yard right now that have been in the ground for 30 years. That when they first planted them, they never had those little marble-sized fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And now they go out there every year, and they got fruit on that tree. And the birds eat those fruit.
And spread them.
And they poop seeds out everywhere. And so now we have wild-type Calorie pears growing all over the countryside. So if you drive around another 2 weeks from now, maybe 3 weeks, get your car, drive around in the country, and see all those white flowering trees everywhere. I mean, absolutely everywhere. So a lot of times it's, abandoned pasture, agricultural land, because they're very, kind of a pioneering type tree species, and, you know, like sweet gums or pines that pop up in a vacant area. But I mean, literally, there are places around York County where the density is just tremendous. And so they are thorny. They'll produce thorns on this wild type. They're about 3 inches long.
It'll hurt you.
They will puncture a tractor tire.
And it happened.
And so it makes it difficult. The only way you can do anything is to clear the land with a bulldozer, with a track bulldozer. We got to start somewhere. So for the past couple of years, David Coyle, who's our invasive species specialist up at Clemson, they've had this Bradford pear bounty. And they've done it in Clemson for a couple of years. This year they're doing it in Clemson and Sumter. And doing it in Sumter because that's where Making It Grow, the SCETV thing is filmed. I talked with Dr. Coyle and expressed an interest in having it in, Rock Hill. And so, tentatively, that's what's planned for next year. So what it is people register for it. And if people will cut down their Bradford pear in their yard, get rid of it, take a picture of what they've done, just take a picture with the trees down, then they can get up to their limit to five. So if you cut down seven Bradford pears, you get five trees. But up to five replacement trees, and it'll be several different species, some maybe, shade trees, some of them maybe other flowering trees.
Ornamentals,
yeah. And they're good sized trees, 3/4 inch to 1 inch caliper, 3 gallon container size. So, they'll probably be, 5-6 foot tall trees.
That's kind of cool to cut down your Bradford pear and you get some trees. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break, then we'll be right back to finish up this edition of the Gardener's Bench.
So day after day, I stay locked up in my room. I know to you.
sound strange, but I wish it would rain.
Spring is just around the corner, and it's time to prepare your lawn by treating it with pre-emergent to keep your lawn weed-free. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill or online at carolinafreshfarms.com.
This is Mike Elder. We're the pool care specialists at Imperial Pool and Spa in Lake Wylie and Rock Hill. We are your local BioGuard dealer, ready to assist you with a wealth of pool care knowledge, wide range of proven BioGuard products, and everything needed to establish the best system. Come see us.
It's cold outside. Warm up at Southern Salads. Enjoy a bowl of our homemade chicken and rice or potato soup to get you through these cold days. Add a soup to one of your favorites at Southern Salads and Sandwich Company, Rock Hill and Fort Mill's favorite place to meet and eat.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping is open with the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Take advantage of your time at home. The Crump Brothers are ready with free professional advice to spruce up your yard. Remember,
now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Hi, I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Winter is a tough season for birds. Food supply is low, but you can help during National Bird Feeding Month. Drop by Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill or Indianland to get all the essential supplies like feeders and seed to help your flying friends this winter.
This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
If your heating and air conditioning system is over 10 years old, why not invest in a new modern unit and immediately save up to 40% on your energy costs?
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Finish up this week's rendition, and Mr. Eller, Miss Fincher, thank you very much, and Paul, of course, thank you. And let's do a wrap up on invasive species now. One thing I was going to ask you about, it was some of the ornamental grasses a few years ago. They popped up and said they were invasive, but we've seen a little bit of it in York County, but not a lot. It's more in the mountains, it seems like.
No, but it seems to be getting closer. I've been kind of watching what I see on, like, rights of ways along interstates and stuff. But the miscanthus, which is the maiden grass, and there's a whole bunch of different miscanthus species.
Hundreds of them.
You know, it seems to have something to do with temperature. For its propensity to reseed itself, but it seems to be moving from north, you know, to south. I've noticed it closer over the years, just north of Gastonia, where I'm seeing it, you know, volunteer plants.
Years ago, especially I-26 going up to Asheville, oh, yeah. I-40, man, oh, yeah. They planted it on every intersection, hundreds of them. I mean, and it did kind of take over right aways and everything else.
Right. So,
but they explained it to me back then. What is that experimental station out there at Bent Creek or somewhere? Anyway, they said it was the scar firing of the seeds from the cold nights and all that. Mm-hmm. They didn't think we'd have a problem because we don't have those cold nights like they do up there. But I think we're getting pretty close to their kind of temperature now, it seems like, anyway, to me. Anyway, there's something else got added to the list, and I'm drawing a blank.
Eleagnus. Yeah, that just got added, so it's actually three.
Never saw a whole lot of that
species
up here, but some.
Well, you know, the worst one that's all over York County is the autumn cherry Eleagnus, which is a real, real silvery leaf. It's all like through the Ann Springs Close Greenway as an understory plant. You know, about like privet. Anyway, that one's much more invasive than the thorny Eleagnus, which is.
But wasn't a lot of it planted, though? It wasn't.
Somebody planted it.
I think it just came up.
Yeah, but. Okay. No, it comes up from seed.
Well, Matthew's giving me the hand signals now, so we're going to wrap this deal up and thank all three of you for joining me this week. And I know we'll see all of you in the future, and have a great week.
You've been listening to The Gardener's Bench, brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms.
Imperial Pool and Spas, Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Brenda Holm and Realtor at Reinhardt Realty, Southern Salad and Sandwich Company, Domer Dreamscapes, AirTech Heating and Air, and Wild Birds Unlimited. Join us every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for the Gardener's Bench with Steve Crump and David Rector. Heard every week on WRHI FM 100.1, AM 1340, and worldwide on WRHI.com.